You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It is Thursday, February the 6th of 2025. Currently in downtown Wausau, overcast and breezy, 24 degrees is the temperature. Wind chill factor of 8. It is hour number 2 of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in just a few minutes, we will be talking to Griffin Lang, Wausau West High School boys basketball standout, senior for the Warriors, helping West to a 14-4 record so far this year. He was a guest last evening on our big high school sports show. Going to bring you part of that conversation coming up. Also coming up, we will have our daily history lesson, talk about some of the famous events that occurred on the 6th day of February, talk about some celebrity birthdays, talk about some days, special days that are being acknowledged today, and our number for the day quiz. And at the end of the show, each and every day, we give Ian Welsh 3 choices. Based on the math, he should get 1 out of 3 right. 33%. And above 33% is passing grade. Below 33% is a failing grade. Ian's got some work to do today.
I do. I have a lot of work. I am a 0 for 3. So
last week you were 3 for 3 at this point.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I just feel out of the groove right now. I got to get back into it.
So today and tomorrow, you have to get it right in order to have a passing grade.
I really have to focus today. Do you know what the topic is for today's number by chance?
Yep. I do. da-do-do-do-da-da-da, as the police would say.
What is it?
It's, again, the Super Bowl.
Oh, another Super Bowl question.
Hey, after tomorrow, there won't be any reason to talk about the Super Bowl.
That's true.
It's by Monday. Well, yeah. I guess we'll probably talk about the commercials and who won and whether the Chiefs became the first team ever to win 3 Super Bowls in a row. But Super Bowl is, again, the topic of the number for the day quiz.
Yeah, my mom is getting ready for the Super Bowl. She's getting all this Super Bowl food ready for our family. Anyway.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go to a friend's house to watch Super Bowl, have a small party, and enjoy the game.
Hey, what's your favorite football food?
You know, I like wings. I like, you know, sometimes there's parties you can make your own little, like, tortillas and make little tacos. I like those.
Those are nice.
The old standby pizza never goes out of style.
Oh,
what about you?
I like the nachos. And those meatballs that have the sauce. You dip them in the sauce, and they're absolutely a delicious. And
you're exactly right. I forgot that. You're exactly right.
As well.
I love those meatballs too.
You get the shrimp and the cocktail sauce. That's always good football food.
Are you? You seemed really bummed out the first hour because of that forecast.
Yeah.
Your plans really are screwed up, aren't they? Because where were you planning on going Saturday again?
My friends and I were planning our next escape room, and we were going to go to Green Bay on Saturday and tackle our next escape room. But unfortunately, I was looking at the forecast this morning as I was getting ready to leave the house, and they were talking about it's going to be like, you know, the Wausau and the Green Bay area, especially in the middle of Wisconsin, is going to be getting a lot of heavy and significant snow. So right now we're taking it just one day at a time. We don't know for certain how much is going to hit us or not, but we're going to keep an eye on the forecast. If anything changes, we'll be ready just in case. But we do have a backup, a plan, just in case. We'll tackle the escape room next Saturday, because hopefully by then it won't be snowing.
I mean, by the way,
it might be
a good thing not to go to Green Bay, because I came across a little information this morning.
Oh, let's say
it's a site named 24/7 Wall Street. It reviewed the excessive drinking rates in 381 metro areas in the United States to identify the 20 drunkest cities. Number one in the United States of America in terms of drunkest cities, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Really?
In terms of binge drinking, Green Bay number one. And the thing about it is, Wisconsin is way up there. Number two, Eau Claire.
Oh, jeez.
Number three, Appleton. Number four, Madison.
Yeah, every single one of those places, we've done escape rooms.
All right. Number five, Fargo, North Dakota.
Not that one.
Number six, Oshkosh, Dina.
Wow.
Number seven, Missoula, Montana. Number eight, Grand Forks, North Dakota. And number nine, in terms of drunkest cities in America.
Okay.
Wausau, Wisconsin.
Wow, we're in the top 10.
That's not good.
No, it is not.
La Crosse is number 10. Fond du Lac is number 12. Sheboygan is number 15. Milwaukee is number 20. So for the top 20,
wow,
for drunkest cities in America, Wisconsin dominates. That's not good.
I don't think that's something to be proud
no.
of. No. I think that's a problem that needs to be acknowledged.
According to the story, approximately 26.5% of adults in Green Bay drink to excess. 50.5% of driving deaths in Green Bay involve alcohol.
Oh man.
And Wisconsin has a total of 10 cities in the 20 drunkest cities list.
That is very concerning.
Some attribute this Wisconsin domination to the cheap alcohol prices and the brutal winters.
Well, I guess that kind of makes sense, but I thought it'd be because of the sports teams.
All the 20 drunkest cities are in the northern part of this country.
Mm.
But also, down south, sometimes they have laws that keep certain areas dry in terms of alcohol. So,
maybe we should take some of that advice.
Maybe, but I just found that to be interesting, if not a little concerning.
Yeah. I'm glad I don't drink very much.
No, neither do I. So,
No, I just like to have ales and margaritas from time to time. And it's very rarely, like, sometimes if I go to like a family restaurant or just get a drink like that, just, you know, nothing too big, but no, I don't, well, I try not to get into that bad habit too much. I also don't smoke either.
Right. Nope, that's a good way to go. Hey, tonight, if you are an NFL fan, want to get into the Super Bowl spirit, tonight at 8 on Fox, the announcements of the awards will be given out. The most valuable player, other awards for the NFL, NFL honors. Snoop Dogg, he is everywhere. Snoop Dogg is going to host the NFL Honors Award Show.
Right now, I think he's also the spokesperson for T-Mobile, if I'm not mistaken. I've seen quite a few commercials with him.
He has just been everywhere. So that's tonight at 8. Also, tonight here on 98.9 WXCO, we have high school hockey as the Wausau West Warriors take on the D.C. Everest Evergreens. I'll be at the Marathon Park Ice Arena for that one, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening face-off at 7 o'clock. That's right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
I'm so glad those kids don't have to play hockey outside.
Huh. Back in the day, they did, actually. Back when I was going to high school, went to a game in Moses A, and it wasn't outside, but they did not have a hard wall. Ooh. So the cold wind would go through. It would be like a soft wall. It would blow in there. It would be very, very cold.
Especially on a day like today. It's a good thing they have those hard walls now, because the wind is going to be brutal.
And the first Wausau West hockey games back more than 50 years ago were outside as well. Mm. So there were, back in the day, outside hockey. The time is 9:18. We're going to take a quick timeout and then hear our discussion with Wausau West boys basketball senior Griffin Lake. That's coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Last night, big high school sports show, Jeff Gress and myself had an opportunity to speak to a very impressive young man from Wausau West High School, outstanding boys basketball player, 14-4 Wausau West Warriors, had a chance to talk to Griffin Lang. Very happy to welcome in our student-athlete guest for this week from Wausau West High School, senior boys basketball standout Griffin Lang. Griff, thanks for coming on by.
Yeah, really happy to be here.
Terrific. And let's start talking about the team to begin with, and we'll kind of delve into your basketball journey. But 14-4, 6-2 in the conference. What's been working for Wausau West this year? Because going into this year, I think everybody was looking at the Valley very, very deep, very, very tough. But when you're talking about the top four, not many, maybe a few around here, were saying that Wausau West would be right there. What's been the key for the Warriors?
Yeah, I think a big key for us this year has been trying to stay together and play together. I think, as you kind of mentioned, the Valley's really deep and there's a lot of really good players. And maybe we don't stack up as good individually, but I think as a group, when we play together, when we're going on all cylinders, I think that we definitely stack up a lot better.
Let me ask one more thing, because one of the things that's been noticeable about West for a number of years, that many of you guys are about the same size. I think that's one of the keys where people don't see a 6'8 kid coming in there. How does that work in terms of, you know, you have a lot of guys that
move around in terms of, you know, different skill sets, but not a lot of size. Has that made you better basketball players? Do you work better as a team? The lack of size, how does that affect what you guys do?
Yeah, I think it almost makes us have to be more skilled to make up for that lack of size. Then as well, it just makes us a lot more interchangeable. When it comes to defense, we can switch a lot of stuff because it doesn't matter who's guarding who, really. And then, like, kind of offensively, everyone's got to know how to play every spot kind. There's not really, like, a set place where each person has to be.
One of the things, whenever I watch West basketball, hear about West basketball from Chad, is that, you know, the things that you guys seem to hang your heads on is always any game, no matter what, ability level, skill sets, who's playing that night, the defense is there. The intensity is there. We're going to pride ourselves on, we may not put the ball in the basket as often as we want, but we're going to make this just a nightmare for you. Just from every year I've watched West basketball, it's just going to be, there's a tremendous amount of energy and effort on that end of the floor. Is that something that, you know, just you buy in through the program, something that's also self-driven? Where does that come from, that just becomes such a, this is my opinion, just a staple of what West basketball is? And it's going to be a nightmare if I was on the court with you guys, because you aren't going to get any easy shots, and we're going to be hanging around on every time you try to move on the offensive end.
Yeah, I think it's a buy-in mostly. Defense is the most glamorous thing, especially nowadays. But I think that we do take a lot of pride in just holding teams to their lowest score of the season or making every single play difficult for them.
That said, I think this year you guys are showing both ends of the court and for yourself. Let's talk a little bit about your progression, because you got a chance to play as a freshman on the varsity side. How have you changed as a player since you were a freshman up to where you are now as a senior?
Yeah, I think I've for sure gained a lot of confidence. I think that's the biggest thing. I think my body and my mind, like my ability just to play the game, has always kind of been there. But then recently, the last couple of years, I've definitely gotten a lot better and just become a lot better leader and just been able to lead the team more.
What does being a leader mean to you in terms of what are you able to do maybe now this year that you weren't doing previously?
Yeah, I think for being a leader for me, it just means having the respect of the guys. Mm-hmm. And just having that kind of mutual respect for everybody. And then some things I've noticed this year is, like, my voice is heard a lot more, kind of like with that respect. And then also, like, people just listen. Like, I don't talk a lot. Like, I'm not the most vocal leader. I'm more of a lead by example kind of guy. Mm-hmm. But then when I do talk, people listen for sure.
And, you know, you've had time to analyze your game playing since a freshman and from year to year. And senior year is obviously a big year because it's all you got left. Graduation's coming and you can't stop it. So that time on the court's going to end whenever that last game is. From your junior to senior year, you know, those off seasons just become more and more of a big deal to develop your game. What's the biggest thing you think you worked on this off season that you wanted to adjust in your game from last season to this season?
Probably just shooting. I think, obviously, lifting every day and all that stuff's good, but I definitely spend a lot of time just additionally, like, shooting, like, on the gun, whether it be a workout or anything like that.
Sometimes I've heard that there are times that coaches want you to shoot more, and that sometimes you're such a good team player. You've talked about your well-rounded game, and that's something I think that really always anybody that watches you play realizes that you're a well-rounded player. Sometimes is it... Have you been able to find maybe that moment where you can take the team on your shoulders a little bit more as you've matured as a basketball player?
Yeah, I think I'm still working towards that a little bit, like kind of like you alluded to. Sometimes I do need to shoot more and be a little bit more selfish because sometimes I'm just too caught up on trying to get everybody involved. But I definitely think I've improved a lot on that this season sometimes, just realizing that I need to kind of take the shot and take it.
That said, that is not a bad thing. I mean, and one thing that's noticeable, and I think I remember popping by a practice even before the season started, there seems to be a pretty good chemistry on this team, that the guys get along well. Would you say that's true, and would that be a big factor in the success?
Yeah, I definitely think we all get along pretty well. I think a lot, like the defensive buy-in, I think just a lot of the things, it takes everybody, and then once we do that, it helps a lot. And then, you know, we're all pretty even scoring and all that kind of stuff. So I think that when everybody buys in, we're all able to play and just trying to win.
Again, we're talking to Griffin Lang from Wausau West on 98.9 WXCO.
And you alluded to, you know, Jackson Riley, one of your teammates right now. What about some of the other guys that you want to mention? You know, because obviously it seems from your leadership, your appreciation of the sport, the time you've put in, you know, obviously your teammates, I would assume, are a big deal to you. And it shows in West success that they've had, especially the grind you just put down where went over and put up about 90 on Lakeland and beat Rapids, who's still looking for that first win, which is always a little, I think they're sitting there waiting to knock somebody off, so a little tricky game. And then you turn around and win the war with the Lemons brothers and on Tuesday night. Some of your other teammates, what are they doing that you're liking, or share some of your knowledge of them that they have for the Wausau West boys basketball program?
Yeah, so first Bennett and Marcus, they're both two really good defenders, a lot of times guard on the other team's best players. Ben has definitely taken a lot of strides offensively, and just his energy is really valuable. And then Marcus, like I alluded to, really, really good defender. He's a really good driver. And then Brady Phelps, he had a good game on Tuesday. He's a really athletic big for us. He can shoot. And then Nico was just a really decisive player. Really unfortunate to see him go down. And some other guys, Karji Cooper, he's a senior. He's been really good this year. Kind of a breakout year for him. He played a little bit last year.
No, he's not a senior, is he?
No, he's a junior.
Yeah, you said senior. Yeah. we gotta keep him around at least one more year.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I jumped in on you there.
And then, yeah, Karji's a really, really good year this year. And like I was talking about Jackson, he's so fun to be around. He's kind of a team clown a little bit. Trying to warm before games, he's just making everybody laugh. And then Miles Wobble, he's another sophomore. He's a really good defender, good shooter as well.
We'll have more with Wausau West senior Griffin Lake coming up in just a moment. But right now it's time for an information update on 98.9 WXCO. Live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening faceoff at 7 p.m. Wausau West Hockey on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing, and the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club. It's Wausau West hosting DC Everest in high school hockey Thursday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening faceoff at 7. On your home for Wausau West Sports, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Always say one of the best parts of the job is getting an opportunity to speak to young people, whether it's student athletes or whether it's kids involved in theatrical productions. Really a lot of great kids around, and one of the best ones I've come across is Griffin Lang from Wausau West. Again, a terrific senior boys basketball player for the Warriors, 14-4 on the season. And here's the continuation of our discussion. Let's take a step back. When did you start playing basketball? How old were you?
I started playing basketball in first grade. I was in the first grade talent show at my elementary school.
Did you know right away that this was something you wanted to stick with?
Not really. My first sport was actually kind of baseball. Mm. I really loved baseball, like all through elementary school.
What was it about basketball then that got you eventually?
I think just like with baseball, it's kind of slow-paced. And then basketball, you're obviously always like closer to your friends because you're right next to playing with them. It's a lot fast-paced.
And how long have you been playing AAU? Would you remember what year you started?
Since fifth grade.
Yeah, so unique experience. For some people, it's exactly what they want. Other people got to find their niche, and some people can get in, from what you shared with us, get into like where it's a good thing, you know, playing with those guys. It's not, you know, because sometimes you get on a team where it's everybody's trying to showcase every little thing, and it's not really team-driven like you want to reciprocate during your high school sports during the season. So what has that meant to you, and how cool? I think it's cool when you can go against some guys that are your rivals and you go hang out and joke around. And when we get there together, it's all fun. When we step on the court during the Valley season, it's war, but then it's all forgotten about. How cool has that been playing that AAU stuff with those guys that are in the conference with you?
Yeah, it's been really cool. I think I got really lucky just being able to get on team that early and then just sticking with that same core group all the way through this year. And then kind of like you mentioned, like just being able to play against those guys twice a year, especially in huge rivalry games like that, it's the best games of the year. It's so fun.
Is there ever some fun moments where you guys say something here or there because you know each other just a little bit more, you know, because around the court you'd be like, hey, that was a horrible shot just to one of the guys, you know, or something, or you should have taken it. Do you guys do a little razz?
Yeah, we do a little bit. And then after the game, we normally like be like, all right, it was just all jokes and fun.
Cool.
Who is your favorite rival?
Overall, I would probably say Everest.
Why Everest? Because, I mean, it's very interesting because I think there's always a good reason to say East. There's a good reason to say Everest. Why Everest?
I mean, East is obviously a huge rival too, but for me it's Everest just because obviously I play against those guys, play with them all the time. And then I just feel like in all sports, we're just always really, really even with them.
Yeah.
And so I just feel like that's our biggest rival and definitely my favorite to play against.
Are you involved in any other sports?
Yeah, I'm in track and field.
What do you do in track?
High jump, and then last year I was on the 4x1 relay.
How successful has your track career been?
We went to state last year for 4x1. I was alternate, so that was really, really fun.
Looking a little bit at let's jump back one more back to the basketball quick with Spash. How important has those two wins been where you swept them? I mean, that's not been easy to do for I think any team over the years where you sweep Spash, and you guys did it and find yourself sitting in a great place in the conference. How big were those two wins to your varsity team this year?
Yeah, it's been amazing, especially the first one, being able to go into that building, especially after what we thought was kind of a bad Eau Claire North loss, kind of being able to rebound and just kind of being in control of that whole game and that atmosphere. It's definitely a highlight of my career, honestly. Hmm. And then this last one that we just had a week ago, that was just a really good atmosphere, just the vibe around the school. And then it was just really amazing to see how that translates, and now we're at a good spot in the conference because of that.
That game last Tuesday killed my voice for the rest of the week. And I'm not kidding. I
listened to it.
Tuesday was okay, and then on Wednesday, it was gone. Are you planning on continuing to play basketball at the next level?
No, probably not. I'm kind of just ready to be done. Mm-hmm. Like I think AAU, there's definitely a lot of good parts, but it's also kind of draining. Like just with workouts for high school and then tournaments like all those weekends.
That begs the question. You said a lot of positives. Was it too much? Do you sometimes think maybe if you would have not been as deep into it all the time that maybe you wouldn't feel this at this point the way you feel?
I think it was definitely a positive overall, but I think also at times I just got way too consumed in it. And I forgot just to take a step back and kind of like realize like the fun of it, like the camaraderie being with guys from other schools. I think I just got too consumed in like trying to win every game and forgetting that like I'm staying in a hotel with a lot of my best friends. So
along that line real fast, being now a senior and now having an opportunity, hopefully, to see your team make a nice finish to the regular season, make a nice run. Does it all feel more important with this decision that your basketball in terms of this level of competition maybe coming to an end? Does this put a little bit more weight on what's going to happen in the next month or so?
Yeah, it definitely does. I feel like I've always kind of took basketball really seriously, and now that I feel like that's even more so a factor just because like kind of said, it's kind of my last chance to make an impact.
And with your, if you made a decision on where you're going to go to school?
Yeah, lacrosse.
And did you pick any, like, do you have, we'll just start with that, do you have, like, a favorite class you have right now for high school? Or something that stands out in terms of, like, an area, you know, like the English versus the math or something like that?
Right now, I'll probably say MC Lit with Coach Teske. He's a teacher for
that. Yeah, that's a good answer if he's listening. And then is that going to spark any thing you want to go into, or do you have an idea where you want to lead yourself into what major you might attempt or go with?
Yeah, right now I'm thinking either something in, like, the physical therapy realm or, like, business. I'm not really decided yet, though, fully.
Lacrosse is good. My sister went there, so
yeah,
that's pretty good.
Beautiful area.
I've heard good things about it. Again, we're talking to Griffin Lang from Wausau West here on 98.9 WXCO. Let's talk about Friday's game, because going to DCE, that's always a fun game. And I think you said it. I mean, it's a great rivalry. It's always a lot of energy in the building. It looks like an evergreen team that had a nice comeback win against Mosinee last night. What's been the talk at practice? What do you expect on Friday?
Yeah, obviously Cade Felch had a really good game against us the first one. Huge game. So
you gave him a highlight film for his career, I think, sure. In that first half.
Yeah, like 26 in the first half, something like that. So we've been talking like today, just walking through some of their actions, and then tomorrow we'll go through it more full speed. And also just talking about like how Cohen kind of makes them a different team, just with his ability to handle the ball. He's a really good shooter as well.
And you know, you talked about some of the injuries. How big a deal, within your leadership role as one of the key players and lead players on this team, what do you feel is kind of maybe your responsibility to help acclimate? You know, a guy goes down, it unfortunately is always next guy up, but sometimes the reps aren't necessarily there. Maybe you have to take a younger care. What do you see as your role to kind of patch that gap for it when a teammate goes down?
Yeah, I think perspective is really important, like, because this is obviously kind of like a hard way to realize it, but, you know, like, you can't take any rep for granted, really, just because, like no game's guaranteed or anything.
You feel more pressure on yourself that you have to maybe lead or take somebody under your wing a little bit more to make sure they're in tune with what you guys accomplish, or guys good to go?
Yeah, I won't really call it pressure, but definitely just like a realization of, like, it's definitely go time now for sure.
What does your team have to improve on to beat some of the top teams maybe in the East or the West when the playoffs come around?
I think offensively, just being better, kind of getting what we want a little bit more. I think defensively we can guard a lot of people well, and then just staying disciplined defensively is really important for us.
Looking back, going back, because I got an argument, my son's an eighth grader, so I got an argument that you're gonna help me prove right on. So going back to, you know, you've spent a lot of time and effort in that AAU program, and it's got great rewards, and there can be things that can be a little choppy. One of the teams he was on kind of disbanded this year, and he's like got his heart set on having to play, and I told him too, there's a sense of workout that you can also do on your own and accomplish things. Looking back on it, do you think that AAU is the end all to where it's taken you today, or do you think it's maybe a combo of some sort, or is it more, let alone the work you've put into the off season? What do you think's gotten you to the point, or could you have taken a different path, or is this the best way to go?
I mean, I think AAU's good in moderation. Like, I don't think you should be having like one practice a week and then go play in five games, but I think AAU definitely helps, like, just obviously in practice.
You're not
like,
helping me, by the way. But go ahead.
But like just being able to practice with other really good players. And then, but also like some summer workouts and that stuff is really, really important. Because that's just kind of your time to hone in on your own self and kind of see what you need to improve on.
Anything else before our final question?
Yeah, well, just I'm hoping, we've had a lot of questions, so I'm hoping I'm not repeating myself. Just kind of the importance of what you've maybe learned about yourself from freshman year to this year. Because I think it takes a lot to come off a middle school program and be like, get on the varsity floor, because it's all bigger, faster, stronger, bug-eyed. The nice part is you make a mistake, you're a freshman, but probably going to get noticed because you're the freshman.
Yeah.
But you've logged a lot of hours. What's going to be your favorite memory or your favorite? What are you going to miss about high school basketball when it's all said and done, since you've logged so many hours out there?
I think I'm just going to miss like the team aspect the most. Like kind of like when I was a freshman, I wasn't like the best of friends with those guys, but I still talk to some of those guys to this day, and like all those guys made me feel so welcome. So like now, like with some of the freshmen sophomore we got, I just want to create that same kind of environment for them, and then so that cycling just kind of continue.
We always finish up by asking, especially the seniors, based on your experience, and I think with you it's a perfect question because you've had so much experience. For a freshman that's just coming into the Wausau West program, based on what you've learned, what piece of advice could you give a freshman just starting their journey that you're almost to the finish line on?
Good question. I would probably say just to live in the moment. I think it's easy, like, if you're a freshman or younger guy, to kind of, like, be like, oh, I wish I was this, and this. But it's almost more about, like, the journey that it takes to get there and finding joy and all that stuff. And then all that other stuff will just kind of come to you.
Very good. Griffin Lang, it's been a lot of fun watching you perform for the last 4 years. Hopefully, a number of more games coming up at the end of the regular season, the postseason. Look forward to seeing you on Friday at DC Everest. And again, really appreciate you coming by.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And that was last night on our Big High School Sports Show. And again, if you have not tuned in to our Big High School Sports Show, we do it during the fall and winter sports seasons every Wednesday evening from 6 until 8 p.m. Talked to an area coach last night. We talked to Kurt Schmidt, who is the head boys basketball coach for the Stratford Tigers, and then also talking to Wausau West senior Griffin Lake. And tomorrow night, Warrior Boys take on D.C. Everest. I'll be at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse, 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Well, are you ready?
Oh, ready as I'll ever be for the number of the day.
We are going to take a quick timeout. We're going to come back, have our daily history lesson, and see if Ian can get back on the winning track. Mm-hmm. That's coming up. Time is 9:48 here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. I tell you, the voice feels better, but now I'm all stuffed up. It's not one thing, it's another.
Exactly.
I feel like we're getting close to get over this hump, but it's still frustrating.
Yeah.
And I don't get it, because I will be, the sinuses will be clear, and then all of a sudden, they'll fill up again. And jeez. I don't get it. I think a lot of folks have been going through something similar, but very happy for your patience out there. And we will be back on all cylinders very, very soon. I think by the start of next week, I feel like we're getting close. If I can just get rid of this stuffy nose, we'll be to the point where we can bring it back 100%. But today is the 6th of February, 2025, day number 37 of this year. There are 328 days remaining in 2025, and a few famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1971, Alan Shepard became the first person to hit a golf ball on the moon. On this date in 1981, former Beatles Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, and George Harrison teamed up once again to record a musical tribute to John Lennon. The result of that session became All Those Years Ago. The song went to number 2 on the charts. On this date in 1985, the French mineral water company Perrier debuted its first new product in 123 years. On grocery shelves and in trendy establishments, one could find water with a twist of lemon, lime, or orange added to the well-established popular product line. On this date in 2012, Queen Elizabeth II marked her 60th anniversary of becoming British monarch, becoming only the second to do so. And on this date, 5 years ago today, 2020, the first COVID-19 death was recorded in the U.S., although the CDC did not confirm it until April 21st. A few famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Mike Farrell played B.J. Honeycutt on MASH, 86 years old today. Former NBC Nightly News anchor Tom Brokaw, 85. Actor Kathy DeJimmy, 68. Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses is 63. Rick Astley turns 59. Dancer Allison Holker, 37. And Charlie Heaton from Stranger Things and the New Mutants is 31. If you're out there celebrating your birthday,
happy birthday to all of you from all of us here at WXCO Bow Falls Radio.
Special events today, Frozen Yogurt Day. You like frozen yogurt?
I have regular yogurt. I don't do a frozen yogurt too often.
It is also Pay a Compliment Day.
Oh, honestly, that should be every day.
Well, honestly, you're doing a fantastic job.
You too, Chad.
There you go. All right, time for our number for the day quiz.
Okay.
And
I really got to make up some ground today because
yep,
last few days I've been struggling.
We give Ian Welsh three choices each day. Based on the math, he should get one out of three right just by guessing. So 33% is the pass-fail number.
Yep.
Above 33%, pass. Below 33%, fail. But we like him to get more right than wrong.
Yes.
Which is 3 out of 5. His all-time best week, 4 out of 5. And still looking for that perfect 5 out of 5.
Not going to happen this week, but I still have a chance.
Exactly. But in order to get a passing week, you have to get today right and tomorrow right.
Yes.
And today's topic is
the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl. Well, Super Bowl, some folks are saying they have Chiefs fatigue. And this is a rematch of 2 years ago as well. But today's question involves who you're rooting for or who you're not rooting for. And our number for the day today is, what percentage of Americans don't care who wins the Super Bowl?
Percentage of Americans don't care.
Yep. Don't care. One way or the other. They don't care.
All right. What are my choices?
Is the correct answer 29%? Is the correct answer 49%? Is the correct answer 69%?
Whew. 29, 49, or 69% of people who don't care who wins the Super Bowl. Okay, I just got to go with my gut here. I don't have much time. So I'm going to say 49% of people don't care who wins the Super Bowl. I'm going with B as my final answer, 49.
All right. The percentage of Americans that don't care who is going to win the Super Bowl is 49%.
Yes.
So that means tomorrow it's all on the line.
Whew.
A chance to get a passing grade tomorrow.
I got to focus.
We'll look forward to that. Mm-hmm. Have a good rest of your Thursday.
You too, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody. Avoid the wind out there.
Exactly. Stick around. Coming up next, it is Matt and Air on Air, right here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.